The Monitor survived a historic battle with the Merrimack in Hampton Roads, but a storm off Cape Hatteras put her on the ocean bottom.
A winter storm blew up.
Ann Holloway at the Mariners Museum says the Monitor was under tow.
There were 63 men on board. 16 did go down with the ship. The rest were rescued by the men on the Rhode Island.
NOAA recovered key parts of the Monitor off the coast of Hatteras and partnered with the Mariners Museum to preserve it and keep it safe.
If we were to do nothing with the artifacts upon recovery, just dry them off and put them on display, they would actually fall apart.
David Kropp is director of the Monitor Center.
Iron objects would corrode, pieces would break off, and delicate things like organics. We have leather shoes and boots. We have the remains of a wool coat, pieces of decorative wood and gun tools. Those would degrade and essentially fall apart within the gallery. So we have to target our treatments for the different material types to make sure that those things, after leaving the ocean and after leaving a lab, will be stable indefinitely in a nice climate-controlled environment.
NOAA and the museum have already spent $39 million in a massive restoration that will take another 20 years. But already, the Monitor is revealing her secrets. Paymaster William Keeler survived the storm and wrote his wife about the night the boat sank.
Well, he says, it was a scene well calculated to appall the boldest heart. Mountains of water were rushing across our decks and foaming along our sides. The small boats were pitching and tossing about on them or crashing against our sides, mere playthings on the billows.
Visitors can see restoration of the Civil War's most famous naval vessel underway. For more information, go to marinersmuseum.org. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News. The Monitor survived a historic battle with the Merrimack in Hampton Roads, but a storm off Cape Hatteras put her on the ocean bottom.